Welcome back to the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. Rob Francis with you. Ed Dawson taking a little bit of time off. 547-1610 if you want to get involved in the program. We're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about something that many of our callers, many people that I talk to, bemoan that we have a lack of, and that is common sense. And joining me on the line is Joffrey McClung. Joffrey is an independent filmmaker, a common sense activist, which I like the sound of that already, a personal growth author, and a self-love teacher. Joffrey, thank you for spending time with us this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be with you.
So talk to me a little bit about what a common sense activist is. Was there a point in time that you just had a light bulb go off and said, you know, people just don't seem to be getting the program as quickly as they did before?
Well, that certainly is true. You can certainly say that. I would say it started for me really when I had done my homework on my inner work of self-love, and I suddenly was walking around and I realized that my common sense came back. Because it kind of went underground for a while, too. And I started noticing around me how many people were basically misbehaving, if you want to use that word, acting out in public. And I thought, you know, why is this? And I kept looking and I kept looking and I realized people were walking around in anger. They're feeling powerless. They're feeling invisible. They're feeling that they're not seen or heard or they're good enough. So they're acting out. So really, as a common sense activist, what I like to do is I like to combine the two. My inner work, which is basically dealing with self-love, growing in that sense, but combining it with common sense, because I went to a lot of seminars in the early days, a lot of lectures, a lot of seminars, a lot of things that dealt with personal growth, spirituality, etc. And they're all wonderful, but they're all frou-frou-y in a sense, meaning you'd get home and a day later, it left you. And I started thinking, this doesn't make any sense. We need some common sense in that area as well as in the outer world. So those two worlds kind of combined for me, my inner work and then common sense in the outer world. I ended up putting in my inner work as well. Kind of went a long way around on that answer, but I think you got the gist of it.
No, absolutely. We're talking with Joffrey McClung, a common sense activist, personal growth author, self-love teacher, and an independent filmmaker. Now, Joffrey, let me ask you this. Do you believe that each individual kind of has their own concept of what common sense is, and that it's not as much of a blanket thing as most people would like to believe it is?
I think that's a really good question. And I think there is a difference between different groups of people, how you were raised, where you were raised, the time you were raised, basically. Common sense does change in a bit. But I do believe there is basic common sense. Common sense is defined in the dictionary as good judgment. And now when you have good judgment, you make decisions that make life easier and better for yourself. Now, as a society, when we share common sense between all of us, we're making good judgment decisions that benefit all of us, making life easier and better for all of us. So I think there is a shared common sense, but I do think there is common sense that might be different in different groups.
When did you begin to notice societally that we're beginning to suffer from a lack of common sense? Was there a frame of time? Was there a sequence of events? Because to me, it seems like detachment and a loss of common sense kind of go together. When you remove yourself from a lot of things, it's a lot harder to have those common sense practices because you're not as ingrained into society as you were before.
I think that's beautifully said as well. You're saying it great, I got to tell you. Really, I can't say it better than you did. That detached feeling does hurt you, but where does that detached feeling come from? Again, I believe it has to do with the lack of self-love, but that's a different issue. But I do believe that detached feeling tends to make us act out. I've seen it been growing, I would say in the last 12 years. To be honest with you, seems to be growing exponentially. As we become more detached from each other, picking our tribes, in a sense, my tribe is better than your tribe mentality, or my religion's better than your religion mentality, that separates us from good judgment because suddenly we've got to put someone down to feel better about ourselves. That detached feeling really is harmful.
You know, and we're talking with Joffrey McClung, a common sense activist, a personal growth author, a self-love teacher, an independent filmmaker. There's toxicity in everything, if you really think about it. You can find a toxic element in just about everything. How hard is it to remove that from whether it's your tribe or something that you feel passionate about that you believe it's better than someone else? How hard is it to remove that?
Well, I think it can be very hard, especially if you're not working to do it. It just doesn't happen because you decide you want it to happen. You have to work at it. Change takes work. That's why I combined the inner work along with common sense together, because I got tired of hearing, well, if you do these 10 things in 10 days, you'll be rich, you'll be famous, you'll get a new love. Whatever you're trying to create, you do this in 10 days, you'll have it. Well, that's just not true. You have to work hard at it. So you have to make a decision. This isn't working for me. This, I'm going to be better than they are, because somebody's going to come and say the same thing to you. I'm better than you are. It's not working for anyone. So you got to decide, okay, I got to stop this in myself first. So I'm going to have to be aware of when I go to that place that I'm better than somebody else. I may believe differently than someone else, and that belief is fine for my life, but who am I to decide that is fine for their life? They're on a different path. They're learning different lessons. You cannot make the decision for somebody else.
We're talking with Joffrey McClung, common sense activist, independent filmmaker, self-love teacher, and a personal growth author. And I'll be honest with you, Joffrey, the term self-love was eyebrow raising to me when I saw it. How close is that to what others may call self-esteem or self-confidence?
Well, I think self-esteem tends to be about getting your self-esteem from outside of yourself. And that's important to have that sense of self-esteem. I'm doing a good job. I deserve to be appreciated. Those sort of things are a good thing to have. Self-esteem comes from outside of yourself. Self-love comes from within yourself. It literally has to be born within you, and you have to walk through the world with it inside of your heart. And the difference is self-esteem can grow with a job or a new position or new friends or new people in your life. Self-love, once you have it, it cannot be taken from you. That's the good thing about self-love. Self-love is knowing that you matter to the universe because you exist, not for what you will do, not for what you can do, but because you are you, period. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to do anything to get it. You are worthy of love. You are valued by the universe, and you matter to the universe because you exist. Period, end. Again, you don't have to earn it. You don't have to prove anything. It's just the truth of the matter. And you are more than good enough. Expressing your basic loving heart, which we all are given a loving heart, and then we border it up with walls immediately. But the way you express your loving heart is more than good enough. When you have those three things, then you can build your self-esteem, your self-worth. All those are components of self-love, but self-love is based on those three things: knowing you're valuable, that you matter to the universe, and you are more than good enough, just the way you are.
In your writings, your research, your teaching, what are some of the things that you have found working with individuals that have needed some help in that self-love avenue? What are some of the things that you've found commonalities in backgrounds or in ways of life that have contributed to that lack of self-love that in turn has led to maybe that lack in common sense?
Well, I think it basically boils down to what you believe. And if you're walking around believing that the universe likes some people and dislikes other people, some people have a better way of going than other people, or if you believe in heaven and hell, all these different things, you're going to have to work through those beliefs in order to get back to self-love, because if you're carrying a belief that you have to earn your self-love, that is putting self-love outside of yourself. I believe your self-love resides within you because you are a piece of the universe. You're not separate from the universe. You're a piece of the universe. I don't care what religion you practice. I think it all boils down to you are a piece of the universe. So I think you've got to look at what you believe. And then you're going to have to change some of those beliefs that make some people worse than other people. Because those are the beliefs that you think you're better than somebody because you have that belief. Well, really, in your heart, you're thinking, yeah, but what if I screw up and I end up being like those other people? You're still carrying that belief with you.
You know, it seems that in some of the things that we discuss that we see a lack of in society these days, it seems to also coincide with a lack of effort, a lack of desire, a lack of motivation. Are these also things that you would say impact the common sense self-love element that you know, people struggle with?
Oh, I think definitely. I think it takes energy to be awake and to walk through the world, deciding to make changes in your life, in yourself, in order to make changes outside of your life and outside in the world. It takes energy. It takes effort. And I think people have gotten a bit lazy, frankly. They want everything to come to them. Really, it takes almost a dark night of the soul for something to happen to you to make changes inwardly. But I think it's pretty clear we all need to make changes now. Now, you don't have to do all the heavy lifting of self-love. Some people may not want to do that work. But there's things you can still do to up your common sense, so at least you're not adding to the anger and the frustration that's out in the world and that feeling of victimhood that everyone seems to be carrying around. There are things you can do to up your common sense. And then when you feel like you may want to do a little energy, then you can do a little self-love work as well.
We're talking with Joffrey McClung, a common sense activist, independent filmmaker, personal growth author, and self-love teacher. Now, Joffrey, appreciate your time this afternoon. Before we let you go, one more question. This might be the toughest one of the afternoon. You know, we see this path, and it seems like we've been on it for a little while. Do you see the path getting better, or do you see some of the traits that have been exposed over the course of the last 10, 15, you know, you pointed to the last 12 years? Do you see us reversing that course, or do you see some of these less desirable elements continuing to move forward and maybe gain more ground?
I have great hope. I have to say this. I have great hope. Doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. It may take a few years. But I do believe we're moving through something, and I believe that we're going to rise out of it, and we're going to regain our hearts, regain our empathy, regain our compassion, and regain our common sense, and move through the world with a lot more love and a lot more of the sense that we all have a different path, and that's okay. That's good enough for everybody. So I have great hope. It may take some time, because when you bring things out of the shadows into the light, it's kind of shocking, and it's kind of throws you for a loop, all this ugliness that's been brought up. But when you bring ugliness to the light, it's brought to the light. It can't go back to the shadow. It will be transformed by those of us who are walking around and deciding, I'm going to do my own inner work, and I'm going to make these changes.
Joffrey McClung, common sense activist, independent filmmaker, personal growth author, and self-love teacher. Thanks for your time this afternoon. We appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And you as well. Going to take a quick time out. Come back. Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. We'll discuss a little bit more regarding the common sense issue and where it is, where it isn't, and how much can we pull out of what Ms. McClung mentioned regarding the situations. Take a quick time out. Back with more of the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. And you can get us via email as well, 610k1a.com, on Twitter at Bottom Line 610. We'll preview our poll question after this.